We'll get started with our song time so we can get you on to the class time and not have a rush tonight, just like we did last night, not have a rush. And good to have some adults here as well as young people here. The first night we were working on Monday night, July the 22nd, 2019, and we were working on the idea of Daniel and his prayer life, how it was pleasing to God, and his service life, how it was pleasing to God. And then we moved on to Micaiah, the truth prophet. And last night's emphasis was about how he, in spite of what the king wanted him to do, he told what the Lord said to the king. And as a result of that, it was true and accurate, and he was a faithful servant of God. He was telling the truth. Tonight, four real friends helped. They came, and Jesus was at a place where there was just a throng of people there. Oh, my. They couldn't get into the house because there were so many people inside and going into the house. And so they did something that day and time that is very common. They had a flat roof, and as a result of that house, they went up on the roof, and they fixed it in such a way that they could break through that roof and let him down on a pallet. And there he was in front of Jesus, and called bed in the King James Version, and called another word in other translations. But nevertheless, they let him down. And Jesus saw that faith, and what a victory he had. What a blessing. So that's your study tonight for real friends. And what real friends will do in life for people, it makes a difference. I want to go down to, let's see, number 18. Where am I? How close am I to 18? Joy. Right there. Is that right?
Yes.
Well, joy. Okay. J-O-Y, J-O-Y, that must surely mean Jesus first, yourself last, and others in between. J-O-Y, J-O-Y, that must surely mean Jesus first and yourself last and others in between. If we help people and are kind to people, as the emphasis will be given tonight in this lesson study, we will see Jesus first and others next. And I will be last. I'll be next. Because I won't step in front of you, and it'll be good things to be done. That's a good idea. What about it? It isn't any trouble just to smile. It isn't any trouble just to smile. So smile when you're in trouble. It will vanish like a bubble if you'll only take the trouble just to smile. It isn't any trouble just to pray. Pray. It isn't any trouble just to pray. Pray. So pray when you're in trouble. It will vanish like a bubble if you only take the trouble just to pray. Pray. It isn't any trouble just to S-I-N-G sing. It isn't any trouble just to S-I-N-G sing. So sing when you're in trouble. It will vanish like a bubble if you'll only take the trouble just to S-I-N-G sing. It isn't any trouble just to L-O-V-E love. It isn't any trouble just to L-O-V-E love. So love when you're in trouble. It will vanish like a bubble if you'll only take the trouble just to L-O-V-E love. It isn't any trouble just to G-I-V-E give. It isn't any trouble just to G-I-V-E give. So give when you're in trouble. It will vanish like a bubble if you'll only take the trouble just to G-I-V-E give. On that last point right there, because people have given, all the materials that you have in Bible class and everything are there available for you. The refreshments are there available for you as well. You'll have a real blessing of this building that you're in because people gave and helped us to have a commodious place, a very comfortable place in which to gather. And as a result, be a giver in life and you'll help the cause of the Lord all the way. Oh Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Some people think and teach that sanctuaries are buildings and fillings, and you meet in those buildings. Now, in auditorium, they call sanctuaries. But the Bible teaches us, 1 Corinthians 6, that we actually are the sanctuary of the Lord. And we are people who are supposed to act in such a way and behave in such a way that we bring honor and glory to the Lord in His right way. And so that's the way that we talk about a sanctuary. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. For the Father up above is looking down in tender love. So be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. For the Father's up above, looking down in tender love. So be careful, little ears, what you hear. Be careful, little mouth, what you say. Be careful, little mouth, what you say. For the Father's up above, looking down in tender love. But be careful, little eye, what you say. Be careful, little hands, what you do. Be careful, little hands, what you do. For the Father's up above, looking down in tender love. So be careful, little hands, what you do. Be careful, little feet, where you go. Be careful, little feet, where you go. Though the Father's up above, looking down in tender love. But be careful, little feet, where you go. The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand up high on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. What was the difference in the two men that Jesus taught about in Matthew chapter 7? Was it in the materials that they used to build the house? Was it in the house design and structure? No. It was the foundation on which that house was being built. And Jesus there plainly said, the wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. And the rains came tumbling down. Oh, the rains came down and the floods went up. The rains came down and the floods went up. The rains came down and the floods went up. And the wise man's house stood firm. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand, and the rains came tumbling down. Oh, the rains came down, and the floods came up. The rains came down, and the floods came up. The rains came down, and the floods came up. And the foolish man's house went splash. So build your house on the Lord Jesus Christ. Build your house on the Lord Jesus Christ. To build your house on the Lord Jesus Christ, and your blessings will come down. And tonight, you have the blessing of being kind to others. Because these four men, of whom we talked about, who helped out their friend, they believed Jesus could help him. He believed that Jesus could help him, if only he could get to where Jesus was. And they made it possible for him to be let down to where Jesus was. And guess what? He was really helped. Their kind deed was a good deed for them. Let's pray together before you go to class tonight. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your love. Thank you for Vacation Bible Schools and the songs that we sing and the emphasis given to building upon a solid foundation, to being people who serve the cause that you have set forth to be served. Bless us with a memory that we have of these songs and the ideals by which we can live in life from day to day. Help us not to be foolish and be deceived by being a part of something that really is hurtful to our lives and to the lives of others round about us. Help us to be strong in building on a solid foundation and being extra kind to others around us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, it's time for you to go to class.